Thank you very much, Madam President. Firstly, I would like to praise you for your professionalism and calmness in the face of the pressure and intimidation from some delegations in this room. You have guided our work well during this very difficult period. And the personal attack on you this morning from Russia is totally unacceptable. I would like to thank you and your team for everything that you've done during your presidency. Madam President, the interpretation of the rules of procedure by Russia is wrong. I won't repeat the eloquent and totally correct rebuttal by the French ambassador, but I would just add 2 points. Firstly, there are no points of order in the CD, and you certainly cannot use points of order to stop another delegation from speaking. That is a breach of basic diplomatic courtesy. Secondly, many, many plenaries have been called in this conference without any topic specified. I have been here since 2017 and have seen many, many such examples. Members are free to raise any issue that they deem relevant to the agenda items of this conference, as we saw with the first speaker this morning. Madam President, Putin's war in Ukraine is absolutely relevant to our agenda. As I said on Tuesday in the subsidiary body one meeting, it is impossible to have any discussion on nuclear disarmament, a core agenda item of this conference, without mentioning that one nuclear armed member of this conference, Russia, has invaded another member, Ukraine, and is threatening to use nuclear weapons against anyone who stands in their way. The UK and its allies are united in condemning Russia's brutal, wholly unprovoked and unjustified attack on Ukraine, an independent, peaceful and democratic country. Nuclear rhetoric from Russia is unhelpful. It is designed to deter and distract from what Russia is doing in Ukraine. Russia should seek to reduce tensions and the risk of miscalculation, not increase them. We strongly urge Russia to tone down its rhetoric regarding nuclear weapons. We continue to call on Russia to de-escalate, starting by ceasing its assault on Ukraine and withdrawing its forces. Madam President, I also wanted to quote the UN Secretary General and his statement last night. And I know that the Dutch ambassador has already said it, but I think it's worth repeating. The ruling of the International Court of Justice requiring the Russian Federation to immediately suspend the military operations in Ukraine fully reinforces my repeated appeals for peace. This war must stop. Madam President, I will finish by thanking you and your team once again for all your efforts during your presidency. I thank you.